Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
One business that's been a pioneer in tackling climate change is Microsoft. The company has made it a priority to go carbon neutral, and it's been helping other businesses do the same. Rob Bernard is Microsoft's chief environmental strategist, and he's with us via Skype from the company's headquarters in Redmond, Washington. And Rob, Microsoft was the first company to use an internal carbon fee to pay for the emissions it produces. How does that carbon fee work?
So the internal carbon fee is really set up to do a couple of things. The first thing, and probably the most important, is to drive behavior change at scale. The second thing is to appropriately charge a fee for carbon so that we can offset that carbon to meet our carbon neutrality commitment. So if we go to the first thing, which is really the primary goal, it's to drive awareness that any activity you take as an employee has a carbon implication. If I get on a plane, that has an implication in addition to the cost to the company of flying me to, let's say, New York or to Boston to do an interview. There's also a carbon implication.
So when people who work for Microsoft do something that causes a carbon footprint, they then pay a tax, right? How does that work and where does that tax money go?
So the way it works is back to that maybe example of an airline trip. There would be a bill that would be, you know, not me personally out of my own pocket as an employee, but my division would pay into a central carbon fund. And that fund is basically then used to put money towards something called RECs or renewable energy certificates. It's also used to invest in clean power projects. We've done some wind projects, for example. It's also used to fund carbon offsets. Those are mainly in developing countries, so things like cook stoves or water purification. And it's also used, any employee can basically apply, in effect, for a grant that says, hey, I think the company should be doing something different to reduce our carbon, and I would like funding to go initiate that new program.
Rob, there are many people who argue that it's governments that should be making climate policy and should be putting a price on carbon emissions rather than businesses. So what's your argument for why companies should be doing this, and in your case, implementing their own carbon taxes?
Well, I think the science is very clear. And so being a culture that I think is very data and science driven, if the world needs to get to an 80% reduction by 2050, that's the average. That means some people have to get to 100%. And to get there by 2050, there's no reason to wait till 2049. It's really, let's get on that path and let's drive the culture of innovation internally and also with our partner network, because it's not just about Microsoft.
So is the short summary of that you can't wait for government to do it? You have to start at the corporate level?
Well, I think in some cases, governments are doing some great things. It's just really, how do we ensure that we're doing the things that we think we're uniquely advantaged to do because of the magic of software and what technology can do to transform the way society uses resources? And that's really at the core of how we think about a lot of these issues.
Rob, what new technologies would you like to see in the future to help further reduce greenhouse gas emissions?
I think there's a whole wave of innovation that's just starting to happen today around how do you manage the infrastructure of buildings. So, for example, today, if you walked into your office, and a lot of people listening probably feel this, they walk in their office, it's perfectly comfortable, and they have no idea that their heat and their air conditioning is on. So imagine now, because we have a scenario where my heating system doesn't talk to my air conditioning system, and the engineer doesn't know either. So we're literally paying for twice as much energy as we need. But with information technology, which says, look, I don't care how many systems you have in your building, I can see across all of those systems, and then I can say, wait a second, we're running heating and air conditioning, I'm going to send an alert to the building manager, and the building manager is going to go correct that problem. And that's exactly what we've done on our corporate campus, and we're seeing dramatic changes in our energy use without any disruption to workflow. And those are the kinds of innovations that are just starting to show up on the market and are going to have a very significant impact on energy use on a worldwide basis.
Rob Bernard, Chief Environmental Strategist at Microsoft, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.